Catherine and her family have been left while the husband goes off to the camp, and they are living in they've just moved into a house out in the Nowheresville, and this is an event that took place. It was early December, and Catherine lay in her bed reflecting on her good fortune to have moved into the Beasley house. Her new home had everything her family would need for the winter. To her right were the cupboards, a little brown with age, but when she finished decorating, they would gleam in shining white. In the middle of the room stood a table with red and white oilcloth she'd bought at Hitchcock's, and she'd fallen heir to a beautiful Hollister range with chrome trim and a large reservoir and warming oven. In the spring, Frank would return. He'd renovate the rest of the place, and her family would live happily ever after. In the pantry, the girls slept soundly. Although there were still difficult times, Catherine's relationship with Hannah had improved a great deal. She lay quietly listening to the stillness of the winter night, the crackling fire as it died down to a warm glow. A tide of peace settled upon her soul, and she closed her eyes, drifting happily off to sleep. Suddenly, she was jarred into wakefulness. She thought she heard a noise in the woodshed. She lifted herself onto her elbow, listening, straining. There it was again, a clunk and a scrape just outside the wall. Then the doorknob turned. Someone was trying to break into her home. Catherine lay still, terror paralyzing her muscles. She thought of her girls sleeping in the pantry and realized she dare not run for safety. Thump, thump, thump. The sound of footsteps thundered on the deck. Catherine swung her legs over the side of the bed, preparing to defend her home. A loud crash echoed through the gate night. The door shuddered and creaked as someone threw himself at it. The planks trembled in mortal combat with the hasp Uncle Ned had installed. Bang! Slam! Thud! The air was filled with profanity. Another crash, and the door shivered on its hinges. An oath rang out in a loud bellow. But the door held. Thank goodness for Uncle Ned's hasp.